BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one.
We're at your service. What can we do?
The one.
For Wednesday.
Bambaleo.
Easy radio.
One.
Two.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
So much sass.
I think we're quite best friends.
Yes.
Woo-hoo.
3, 2.
Radio one.
On today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, someone wants a photo of Matt Edmondson just in a vest. We do get them, don't we? Sometimes.
Yeah. I'm worried that listening to this podcast today, it genuinely is one of our favourite shows in ages. However, you will be scarred by one or two, maybe, of the things that are discussed today.
Yeah, also, we find out from our fresher of the week, Rob, that they are so posh at Oxford Uni, they deliver condoms to you. It's like an Uber Eats, but of the condom world.
Yeah. Uber sheaths. We'll get onto this in a bit.
Also, an excellent Bumbleo Wednesday, and if I may say so, a fantastic Gap. And Innuendo Bingo is back with Saffron Barker.
One.
Right, I know we're really early on this, but get your Gap requests in for 2 p.m. because it's Bumbleo Wednesday. There's a lot on today. James says, pick me for bangers. Yeah, that'll be at 2:40. He says, I missed last week with a big move. How's it going a week down the line? Yeah, very good, thank you. Nothing to report as yet.
Yeah, I'd almost forgotten about that. Yeah, of course, he's fully moved in now, the boyfriend, isn't he?
Yep.
So, yeah, all good?
Yeah, good. I do keep finding, like, weird stuff around the house.
Well, his stuff?
Yeah, I found a Sudoku book today. Ooh. Sudoku?
Yeah.
And that's a bit odd.
So, do you think...
It must be his.
Has he made, like, radical changes to the house?
No.
And what about routines? Who's cooking? That kind of thing.
We're sharing it.
Yeah.
He did cook the other night. And, in fact, my lunch today was cooked by him.
Yes! Really? Very good.
It's all going very well in that respect.
Very good.
I'm a little bit concerned about the Sudoku, though.
Yeah. That's a bit weird.
I mean, it's not a deal breaker, but...
It's a question mark.
Yeah.
It's a definitely. Small red flag.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Someone called Brad's been on saying that there's nothing wrong with Sudoku. It's perfectly fine in every way. Good to know. Thanks, Brad.
But it does show hidden depths, doesn't it?
Yeah.
No offence to boyfriend. I wouldn't put him down for that sort of thing. No, I'm saying... Don't pull that face at me. No. I'm saying it's a good thing. Hidden depths. I'm sure he's discovering new things about you from what's around the house, right? Looks in the cupboard. Didn't expect that. That sort of thing. Have you had to explain the wolf's head yet?
No, he hasn't found it yet.
You see what I mean?
Y2K coming up. And hi, hello Radio 1.
Hi, it's Joe. I heard you talk about this Radio 1 calendar yesterday.
We did mention the Radio 1 calendar yesterday, and I can't remember why we got into it.
No, it started off weird, but basically you have to do it because I'd 1,000,000% love to see Matt Edmondson nothing on but a vest.
Really? Okay. That's what you're into?
Well, I just think it'd be quite funny, to be honest.
I mean, that's quite niche. Why in particular Matt Edmondson and why nothing but a vest? Is this something you think about a lot?
Well, I thought it was a naked calendar, am I?
Well, no, yeah.
I mean, we did suggest naked, actually,
yeah,
at one
did.
Point.
Yeah, so that's why it came into my head. And then I know he loves wearing a vest, so I thought it'd just be perfect for him.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's one of the only adults I know that wears a vest.
Yeah, me too. He could do it over any season as well. Like, he could do it in summer, do a photo shoot, like, in the beach, or Christmas. He could have some... mistletoe covering his manhood or something, I'm not too sure. But.
Good use of manhood there. Joe, I really enjoy how much you thought about this.
It just came to my head, really, when you talk about it.
You've been really thinking about it a lot.
I agree. I think he has, Scott. And the annoying thing about this is you've now given us and everyone listening an image that they didn't ask for. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
Well, it's been in my head for, like I said, it's been in my head for ages, so I'm just cursing you a lot with it as well.
Yeah, that's all I can imagine now, just a vest and just wrapping around, you know, like... Rubbish.
Oh, I didn't go that vivid, but cheers for that.
The only people that wear vests as adults are gym heads, Love Islanders, and Matt Edmondson.
Yeah, that's true.
And Joel Corey.
He loves the vest, I heard.
Oh my God, loves it. Okay, well, we'll have a think about that.
I'm not bothered about this idea, to be honest. I don't think we should go too deep on it. However, what we could maybe offer you, because you're into it so much, is just 12 months of Edmondson. Maybe a different vest every month.
Oh, that'd be
exactly
perfect.
The same pose.
I've got a better idea. We'll just bin off the calendar idea because I don't think it's going to fly.
Nice.
But what we can do is just get that picture just for you of Matt Edmondson, okay?
Perfect. I mean, that's all I really wanted, to be honest. Yeah.
All right.
I will text Matt right now, right this second, just ask him for the picture. We can get this done quick.
Yeah.
All right, mate.
All right, cheers for that. Scott
Mills. Has Matt Emerson text back already?
Yeah, it's a no from him on the vest and naked thing.
Why is
calendar.
That?
He didn't say, it's just a no.
Like a reputation thing, is it?
Must be. Scott
Mills. Now, fresher of the week. Rob's at Oxford Uni, expecting our call today. I wonder what happened last night. Right, let's ring him.
Hey.
Fresher of the week, how's it going?
Yeah, great, thank you.
This is our fresher at Oxford Uni. Out last night, was it?
Yeah, it was, yeah. I went to Preza at the house next door last night, so met a new bunch of people.
Yeah, that's cool. Oxford Preez, we've not discussed this yet, how it probably differs at Oxford Uni. What went on for that?
Well, the one next door, it was just normal games like Never Have I Ever and stuff like that. But really, it's just standing in a kitchen with a bunch of people, except in Oxford, because the rooms are much older.
Yeah, that's
it's
exactly
in a slightly worse kitchen.
And while you're chatting, this music will be playing. Hello, old chap. Fancy an amaretto? Oh. That vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rob, while you're on the line...
Yeah?
I want you to tell me five things that your mum really wouldn't want to hear about your time in Freshers Week so far at Oxford Uni.
Okay.
Number one.
My tutor has already figured out I didn't do my summer reading.
Number two.
I had to ask my roommate what I did after the club 2 nights out of 3 this week.
2 out of 3, that's not good, is it?
No.
What did you do?
Apparently one time I went to McDonald's and ordered 40 chicken nuggets.
What a legend.
What a legend. Number three?
There's a standing order of 3 condoms to my room.
What?
There's a standing order of condoms to my room.
What do you mean a standing order?
Oh, apparently you can just go to the common room and just say, oh, can I have a condom delivered to my room every day, which I think is a bit ambitious, to be honest.
That's delivered? Great.
Yeah, I like this. I think it's the impression I'm getting from this, Scott, is it arriving at your room on a cushion?
I haven't had one yet, but
your
I really
Johnny,
hope it
sir?
Is. Or in a little, like, ring box.
Yeah.
Like a proposal.
Did you order a condom, sir?
Yeah.
Lots having delivery for Johnny's. Oh, that's my favourite thing I found out about you so far. A condom, sir.
Yeah, your condom, sir.
Number four.
It'd be known as a sheath there, though, wouldn't it?
Number four.
I spent a whole morning unsuccessfully looking for a Taylor Swift poster for my room in the shop.
Is that connected to the previous point?
Why do you want the Taylor Swift photo so bad?
I just really like Taylor Swift because people would judge me too much if it was Justin Bieber.
You could order that online, Rob.
I could, yeah. I probably should.
Number five.
I gave my club ticket away to this girl I was talking to at Preez last night, but then my housemate pointed out that I like her, which I didn't realise at the time, so I paid again to get into the club.
Yeah, we've all done that sort of thing. Yeah, that's absolutely fine.
How did it go with the girl?
Did a cushion arrive at your door that night?
I was going to ask that.
It will if the porter listens to us.
More and more of a legend every day, Rob. I love that you're having such a wild freshers week.
I just can't get out of my head the condom arriving on a cushion in a box. You need to take her for a bit of afternoon tea. Go Browns in Oxford. Or take her punting.
Yeah.
That's this sort of canoe thing, is it?
I think it's like a gondola.
It's a flat-bottom boat, babe.
Is it? Mm. Oh, the one with the big stick.
With the stick, yeah. Yeah. All right, Rob. Yeah. Loving your work today. We'll check in tomorrow, all right?
Yeah.
Let me know if that box arrives on that cushion.
Yeah, will do, yeah. I'll be waiting in my room. The Scott Mills
Daily. Maisie Peters, This Is On You is my tune of the week, and so many people are getting hit hard in the feels by the lyrics.
And that's okay, right? It's actually okay to listen to music and be sad or angry. Or just like you're listening to this song and thinking, I deserve better than the situation I'm in. That's okay too.
That's how Aaron's feeling, right?
Yes, Queen, yeah.
Yes, yes. Right, so who's the person in question?
Well, it's my ex about 4 years ago, really. This song, I think, comes out and you hear it and it just brings up all these feelings sort of any time, really. I think anyone really feels them.
Right, so it's made you think back 4 years.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm in a much better relationship now, but it's just one of those things where you just think, you know, how much better you're probably doing than they are, really.
Yeah, well, it's interesting that you're coming at this from an ever so slightly bitter point. That's okay, because it sounds to me that something's, like, well annoyed you from your past relationship, and it's kind of getting brought up in this song. But you're happier now.
Oh, yeah, no, I've been with the girlfriend I'm with now for about 4 years and got a house and a cat, so, you know.
And a cat. What's the cat's name?
Oh, you'll laugh at it. It's called Carla.
Why?
Well, it's just called Carla. I don't know.
You be you.
Yeah. Well, you try to.
So what I'm thinking of here is that you're just feeling a bit like, well, you missed out, hon. You're awful and I'm incredible.
Well, basically, yeah. You sort of go, well, I'm a million times better than you ever will be, really.
Yes.
But, you know, no chance.
Right, everyone listen to the words carefully. Maisie Peters, this is our new Tune of the Week.
So you're calling me drunk and you're outside a club and you're lonely and so on. And you hate everyone and you wish I was there, it's no fun going solo. Now you wanna be friends, always sad on weekends, and now is your pick me up. And I would say pick me up, but not anymore.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, maybe you're a new listener to us and to Radio 1. If so, welcome. What we do on Wednesdays, because it's midweek and we're like halfway through the working week, is we play an old song called Bumbaleo by the Gypsy Kings and everyone goes crazy. I mean, I don't even remember how it started. Like, I really don't. It was so long ago.
It was long ago, but now it's just a thing that we do. So please join in.
Just a thing. And also we play some clips from stuff that has gone by before on the show. Or sometimes stuff that's happened this week, if it's good. Mm. I mean, it's all good. You know what I mean? But yeah. All right. So are you ready to Bumbaleo?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Halfway through the week, people.
Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
Requested by John in Edinburgh and Ciara in Belfast. This absolute classic.
Come on, lady, come on, lady. One pound fish. Have a look. One pound fish. Have a look. One pound fish. Very, very good. One pound fish. Very, very cheap. One pound fish. 6 pound, 5 pound, 1 pound each. 6 pound, 5 pound, 1 pound each. Very, very good and very, very cheap. One pound. Come on, lady.
From Funny Business, last week, this requested by Saskia in Kendall. Remember the lady that answered the phone?
There's someone at the door.
Oh.
I'll just go and answer this.
All right.
A parcel.
Oh, a parcel.
That's marvellous.
I still love her.
Oh, a parcel.
Oh, a parcel.
That's marvellous.
What about the guy that left his scooter outside the dairy in New Zealand? Suggested by Michael.
Left my scooter outside the dairy. Nick Minute.
Adam in Wallingford, this gives him all the feel, so he wants to hear Lewis.
I can almost see it, that dream I'm dreaming. There's a voice. Is this the backing track?
You'll never eat it. Every step I'm taking, every move I make feels lost with no direction. My faith is fading.
This is the live now. Go on.
Gonna be strong.
How do you know the words?
What do you mean, how do you know the words? It's an absolute classic.
Callum, join in. It's karaoke now.
Here we go.
You know the words.
Oh, it's gonna be another mighty. Oh, it's gonna.
We should have known then that he was going to be like a worldwide megastar.
Yeah, he's all right.
He's all right, isn't he?
Even when he sings bad, it's good.
Do you remember how much shocked we were? We were like, what?
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
It's like going through the gears.
Yeah. It's like the gear change here from Charlotte in Kent when Chris did his own version of Arctic Monkeys.
There's a cat on the moon with a little hat and a hooded claw. He's friends with a bat. The moon face is made from cheese. It smiles at me. It hands me the keys. I'm floating around like a big butterfly. I look at the cat. It's now wearing a tie. 4 stars out of 5.
There's a mutual friend of ours that loves that more than anything. Shout out Mark. I'm sure he's listening. Loves it.
What about from Airline? The lady that sounds like a squeaky mouse.
Oh, yes.
From Beth in Dunbar. Thanks for suggesting this, Beth.
Oh, no, really, you can't get on that flight.
It's so high.
Oh, no, really, you can't get on that flight.
Oh, no.
Paul in Tranmere asked for when we found out from Rob the Fresher earlier on that Oxford University has a condom delivery service.
Apparently you can just go to the common room and just say, oh, can I have a condom delivered to my room every day? Which I think is a bit ambitious, to be honest.
That's delivered? Correct.
Yeah, I like this. I think it's the impression I'm getting from this, Scott, is it arriving at your room on a cushion?
I haven't had one yet, but
your
I really hope it is, or in a little, like, ring box.
Yeah.
Like a proposal.
Did you order a condom, sir?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots having delivery for Johnny's. Obviously, you should mention the other brand as well. Could be Uber Eats. Oh, actually.
Like that. I think what we're all imagining is someone like Jeeves arriving with it.
Ho! Okay, that was a good gap. So we've got Sam bumbling on his forklift in Wolverhampton, Joe in Jersey, Ross in Edinburgh with his wife Nicola, and Kieran in Swindon.
Hello to Claire in Essex getting goosebumps hearing Lewis Capaldi in the gap there. It is powerful stuff.
Catherine on the way to Manchester with Jack. Loving listening live for once, normally on the podcast vibe. Ben from Todd Morton. Steve in Newport, South Wales, cooking his lunch. Farmer Ted cultivating in Northamptonshire.
A few farmers on as always. We love them.
Yeah.
James and his dad milking cows right now. Milk, 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 he puts. Like father, like son.
Thanks, Ted, for saying that you could have done with a delivery like that last night. I didn't need to know that. Jack on top of a shed, putting gutters up with George. John in Devon, hard hat on in the digger.
That's another phrase for it. Hello to Brad, bumbling in the gym in Gloucester.
Sophie in the Cotswolds.
Oh, no.
Getting this in my mouth.
Oh, we've got to get rid of this bit.
We really do.
Can't bother to explain it. Len Goodman.
Lennon Arlene.
To the lads currently spudding in Coventry.
Jamie in Chelmsford thinks delivery for Johnny's is maybe the best thing he's heard so far this year.
Come on. Hello to Sarah, Amy and Zoe listening in their office right now.
Sam and his dad loading up some wood in Blackpool, getting a right sweat on. And John, who's stuck on the rubbish M25. I haven't got the range.
There we go.
Scott Mills. In 17 minutes, it'll be Innuendo Bingo with Saffron Barker. She's doing well there with AJ on Strictly. Huge YouTube following. And it'll be some of our favourite clips and some brand new ones as well. Things like this.
This lovely manor in Gloucestershire was home to the collector Charles Paget Wade. As a boy, his grandmother would let him peek into her Chinese cabinet.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
How generous of her. In your bingo at 3 p.m. Tell everyone. James in Newcastle, hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Now, you are so looking forward to Inuna Bingo. Am I right, James?
Absolutely, yeah, definitely.
It's good to have it back on. Now, you can relate to this, Chris, because of your brother. James is a paramedic.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we often talk about paramedics on the show because obviously my brother is one and it means a lot to me, and I see a lot of the stuff that he has to deal with and the stuff that he obviously chooses to deal with as well, but it can be quite heavy sometimes. I know a lot of paramedics listen to this show,
yeah,
as well, now out and about, so obviously any paramedics listening right now, we've got so much love and respect for you guys.
So much. How long have you been doing that job, James?
I've been qualified about 8 months, but I phoned you at the very, very start of my 2-year course on bangers.
Oh, right, so you were on bangers, what, 2 years ago?
2 years, yeah.
And that was your first, like, week of training, was it?
First weekend of student paramedic life, and here we are, we're all qualified.
And now you're qualified. So so how long is the training? Is it 2 years long?
It's 2 years or three, depends on who you go through.
Okay. So, like, you're about to do your first, what, your first solo shift?
First solo shift on Tuesday night, yeah.
Mate, well done. Big stuff, that. Yeah, I mean, are you nervous? Are you looking forward to it? Are you excited? What's going on?
You've got to be a little bit nervous to keep you sharp, but night shift, loads of caffeine and really want, I'll be fine.
Yes.
Too right.
And where will you be? Where will you be on Saturday night?
I'm based out of Heaven, so just outside of Newcastle.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Did you say first shift Friday night?
Tuesday night.
I was going to say
Saturday as well. Saturday night.
First night, Friday or Saturday night in Newcastle. You're in the deep end.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, all the best.
Straight in. Okay, here's what I've got for you today on Bangers.
If I'm out on my own, then I can look at you, looking at me. If I'm out on a date, then I just
dance with
don't even bother.
Me. What?
Chris, don't bother.
Yeah, you like it or you're not liking it?
I think he's liking it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Okay, Calvin Harris, Dizzy Rascal.
No, it's a great song. I would probably choose that as well. However, I'm going to offer you up something. It's from my emo days and back in my mum's Corsa. Like I so often am on bangers.
I'm in my mum's car.
I'm in my mum's car.
Boom, boom.
And I love this song. This is Kerry Hilson, Kanye West, Neo, and the song is called Knock You Down.
I didn't realise this song was so overstaffed.
It's well overstaffed. There might be maybe more than that as well. Everyone jumped on, but it's a good one.
Okay, with 15 minutes to go until Inuna Bingo, James, what are you going to choose?
Well, I think that song was just after someone texted something on XL and didn't get a reply. Maybe not the same song, but Calvin Harris, Dizzy Rascal, Every Day.
Yes. Good luck with your first shift.
Give me some of the names.
Slave. Subs. Human ATM.
Now, on Tell It, we dive into the world of financial domination. A fetish that, in theory, involves submissives handing over cash to a dominatrix for absolutely nothing in return.
The fact that I could just sit in my own home, make good money, who wouldn't want that?
Riyad Khalif meets Goddess Jade, who's worked as a financial dom for the last 6 years.
Send it now, sub, or else you lose the opportunity to worship properly. Amazing.
Tell It.
Random men pay my bills.
Available now. Download and subscribe on BBC Sounds.
This is Innuendo Bingo.
It's back. It's the return of Innuendo Bingo. And welcome, Saffron Barker. Hello.
Hello.
It's good to have you on. Chris is wearing some kind of panto pants today.
Yeah,
I don't know
what
why.
This was. I forgot spare trousers. And this was the only thing that we could find. And I thought they sort of looked waterproof, but I don't think they are. And you've just got to sort of ignore the hole, which has placed itself
there.
I was
looking at the hole. I didn't mean to.
It's not a cry for help.
Yeah, just don't look down.
But this should be a good game. Thing is, you get quite wet.
Okay.
Right, yeah, you up for that?
Yeah.
Sweet.
So up for it.
Right. Are you ready to play Innuendo Bingo?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Grab your waters. Let's go.
The one, the only, the original Innuendo Bingo.
So we're going to start on ITV with Saturday Morning with James Martin. And we're hearing here from the London Vegetable Orchestra, who play with exactly what you think they do. But this lady is very picky when it comes to the size and shape of her instrument.
Well, I'm a trombonist, so yes. This is a butternut squash trombone with a mouthpiece made out of a carrot.
Okay.
So I basically have made that as close to my mouthpiece shape as possible, and I go for, like, the biggest bell end bit.
I've yep. got way too much water in my mouth, so it's already going. Sorry.
That's right, they play vegetables in their orchestra.
And I go for, like, the biggest bell end bit.
What is that? What? Like,
it's a vegetable orchestra, Chris. What's not to understand?
Yeah.
Okay, next, we're going over to Lorraine, who is, of course, a very thorough interviewer. Although I personally feel that Martin Clunes reveals maybe a little bit too much here about what he gets up to on Valentine's Day.
No, but Valentine's Day is coming up. Are you a romantic failure?
Yeah, oh, yes.
Will you be doing something special?
Oh, yes. We never miss that one. Yes, yes, good. Yes.
Because you look... really laugh?
I was just thinking, because I do remember a time I gave my wife a pearl necklace in the Maldives.
Oh, Martin.
You just got over yourself.
Okay, reload your waters. It's Christmas time now over at BBC Wiltshire. And there's nothing like a good sing-song to get one regular attendee right in the mood.
Well now, Hannah, it's so good to welcome you here. You're such a good supporter of this event, and we love having you here. And I think you quite like coming, actually, don't you?
I like coming very, very much indeed.
Oh, that's so good.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, great one. Wow.
Okay.
I'm definitely soaked.
It's wetter than it looks. Do you know what I mean? When yeah. you can really feel everything.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Wiltshire Carol concert remains one of my constant favourites. Yeah. It's been around years. Never gets old. Now it's Five Lives, your call. And if you think the behaviour of some MPs has been shocking recently, listener Jack has some even more shocking revelations.
Because she's a vicar's daughter, she hates the chances of men and women in public on live radio and television mass debating.
I've not heard that one. That's a great one.
Oh, wow. Right, you've got that special makeup that stays on, haven't you?
I don't know about that. Is it on?
It's really on.
You're doing really well, yeah.
Yeah, it's really good.
Some people, like, the whole face just goes. It's like, whoa.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I don't know about the skirt. It's see-through, but...
You've got the same problem
as me. As long as my face is all right, then...
The trouser thing isn't doing the job, is it?
Men and women in public, on live radio and television, mass debating.
Hmm. OK, let's break for a song, and then we're back with Inyo Lubingo and Saffron Barker.
This is Innuendo Bingo. Scott Mills. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Saffron Barker is playing Inyo Lubingo. What's your experience like so far?
I am absolutely soaked from head to toe, literally. My skirt is see-through right now, but I'm enjoying it.
Good.
Well, it's good to have you along. Yeah, well, I'm actually okay. Honestly, so far, everything that you've done has been sort of below the waist.
We've got towels at the end. It's great. We've got everything.
Okay, yeah. Brilliant.
That's good.
Yeah.
That makes it all right then. Yeah.
Witness the wetness. Innuendo Bingo.
Okay, next clip. Thank you to international Innuendo Bingo listeners for this next one. It's over to the NFL show on ESPN. And host Matthew Perry seems to know a lot about quarterback Baker Mayfield's off-field skills.
Baker Mayfield, who last year, once Freddie Kitchens took over, was one of the most accurate deep throwers in the NFL.
Oh!
Was one of the most accurate deep throwers
of the NFL.
I don't know what position that is. I'm not up to date, really.
I honestly
think
it's you that makes me laugh more when you start laughing because your cheeks start getting bigger and bigger.
Someone said this before because what happens is I feel my cheeks and then they just start like a hamster.
And it just starts coming out. Yeah. That's what I was like from the beginning. I put too much water in my mouth.
I think that's the way to do it, though.
Right, here we go.
I'm actually sitting in a puddle right now.
Yeah, I know. If that does happen.
Like, fully.
That's quite normal. We're going over to BBC Northampton, and it's time for Treasure Quest with Jonathan Vernon Smith. And I've got to be honest, it's Les here that I feel sorry for, as you will too.
Danny, Mummy and work experience Chris have arrived in Buckingham. They need their part two from Les. By the way, Les said earlier that Dick has given him fleas.
amazing. You were such a sad state. You were like, you just like dribbling.
We've never had like, a crying before.
I was crying because it was coming out of my mouth. It was just going all over myself.
Oh, you're doing well. You've just got to, do you know what you've got to do? I think the second
I don't look like I'm doing well.
Because I think you're soaking yourself too much.
Poor Les. By the way, Les said earlier that Dick has given him fleas.
Okay, next we're going to BBC One's Great British Menu. Now, some people love a rare steak, others a lobster, but for Judge Matthew Fort, there's one thing that really gets him going.
There's a lot of potential here for a great spectacle at a banquet, so I'm really interested to see how you're going to pull all that together.
Thank you very much.
Adam's main course sounds like it could be fantastic. Whose mouth doesn't water at the thought of spit roast?
Oh, come on. Come on. Oh, what was that from?
Great British Menu, mate. Sorry.
Water?
Thanks, I'm right.
No, I feel like I've actually just jumped in a pool.
Yeah.
Drowned a little bit.
It's quite refreshing.
Come back up.
Oh, it's pretty wet down there now, isn't it?
Oh, it's really wet down there right now. It's a write-off.
Those pants are not holding up, Chris, well at all.
We might need to pixelate bits of this.
But yeah, fine. I can do that. Finally.
I feel a bit exhausted. Yeah. It's like
it's quite
taking
tiring.
It out for me over here.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
You're doing well.
You thought Strictly was hard.
Yeah.
Water, please.
Ready?
Fill your cheeks. BBC Breakfast, the gift that keeps on giving, and I agree with sports presenter John Watson. I hate it when Daisy does this.
Let's really go for it.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm on.
I can confirm that horses can express their opinions. Daisy certainly expressed her opinion when I was on Daisy by bucking me off.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's going to see through.
Yeah.
Oh, that is...
It's not okay, is it?
It's horrible.
Yeah.
By bucking me off.
Oh, that was a lot of water.
And that was Saffron Barker, innuendo bingo.
Thank you.
Well done,
thank
you got through it. Well done. Bring on the towels.
This is innuendo bingo.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We've got Lewis, currently on a delayed train, with his headphones in, listening on the BBC Sounds app to innuendo bingo, laughing so much everyone on the train is staring. That does happen. Then we've got someone called Binny on Twitter who says, just listening to Innuendo Bingo before my client meeting. Oh, it kind of like de-stresses you, right? Damien says, so glad it's back. Best thing on the radio. Currently sat outside a customer's house in my van trying to not look over while I'm listening to Innuendo Bingo. So many. Celeste in Northampton, absolutely loving it as well. That was a good return. Saffron Barker, thank you. Next week, actual Harry Potter is playing Innuendo Bingo.
It's like the return of Daniel Radcliffe to this game. He's done it before. He loved it.
It was a few years ago. Daniel Radcliffe is back on Innuendo Bingo, this time next week.
Scott Mills.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, my name is Peter. I'm from Portadown in Northern Ireland, and I'm here to tell you about my extremely intelligent friend who is doing something incredibly silly and stupid.
We were talking about this yesterday. Really clever people, like the ones at Oxford Uni, where our fresher of the week is this week. Not just them, but people that are extremely intelligent often have zero common sense. Who's your mate?
So my mate, Ben, and we've been friends for years, as long as I can remember. Basically, we were off to Uganda for 2 weeks to do sports camps and help in schools. And when we got there, we found out that he had forgot to pack underwear. So he had to go these entire 2 weeks in 30 degree heat with one pair of underwear. So we haven't let him live it down to this day. That was 4 or 5 years ago. And yeah, incredibly smart guy, top of his year in law at uni, so he deserves to be ridiculed on radio, I believe.
So Ben is excellent at law, like a grade A student at it.
He is currently practicing, yes. So
forgets to pack underwear for a trip to Uganda.
Yeah.
I never expected this. I thought that generally people who are very clever just have everything together.
No.
But this is really proving otherwise.
No, you can't have... You can't be that clever and have common sense. It just doesn't work like that.
Right.
But, like, the worst thing is it's a regular thing. Not that he forgets to pack underwear, but his lack of common sense. So another time we were camping in the mountains in Kerry in the Republic of Ireland, And for some reason, he decides to bring a pair of brogues and chinos and a dress shirt just in case we end up somewhere fancy. And
but there's not even much logic there, is there?
No.
Someone whose whole thing is surely like the ultimate levels of logic. That's not right.
And playing board games with him is a nightmare because he starts to quote all these trade laws and agreements because we've agreed to swap certain things with him. So there's just zero common sense, but wildly intelligent.
This is Scott Mills, the Scott Mills Daily.
Katie Wigan says, this is a real thing, Scott. I'm one of the clever ones and I have to admit, I have no common sense. My brain is too full. My friends have said this about me for years and years. Clever people don't do common sense. Am I right, Mitch?
Yeah, well, last week I was making breakfast, a bacon sandwich, and my brother asked me, what are you doing? And I said, making bacon sandwich. He said, no idea you could make bacon in a pan.
And is he really clever?
Well, yeah, he's got an office job, so I don't know exactly what he does, but I'm gathering some kind of knowledge.
Right. So you're saying that he's clever because he's got a job?
Well, no. He did well in his exams, so, you know.
Yeah.
Got to have some kind of knowledge.
Yeah. In your opinion, he's a very, very clever guy, but clearly, is, you know, he doesn't know that you can cook bacon in a pan.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's what I think this might be, then, is that their whole brain is having to be taken up with facts, yeah. Right? It's busy what's going on in there.
Yeah.
So minor things to us that are just sort of normal common sense things, they just haven't got space to be able to store it.
It's because their heads are full with so much knowledge,
yeah,
that they can't have any space for the other stuff.
Yeah.
I assume so.
Has he got less common sense than you?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That sounded offensive towards you, but I didn't mean it to. It's like,
oh, no. Oh, don't worry, I don't take it offensively.
No.
It wasn't meant that way.
No.
No, it's all right.
Anything else he does that you're like, why don't you know that?
Well, it's mainly food stuff. I mean, he's 20 years old and he, like, the other day he turned around to me and asked me how to cook eggs. And I was just, sometimes I just look at him and think, how have you gone 20 years without learning stuff like this?
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. And another listener will find out exactly when and where they were made on Where Do You Think They Were?